Today's edition of Rising Higher is brought to you by Alpha Glass Solutions.
Are you in need of glass or door installation or repairs? This is Randy Garcia with Rising Higher for Alpha Glass Solutions. The professionals at Alpha Glass Solutions have done great work for me, and I highly recommend them to you. Commercial and residential service and installation for windows and doors, shower doors, storefront glass, heavy glass, high-rise glass, and so much more. Guaranteed response within 24 hours. Check them out at www.alphaglasssolutions.com or give them a call at 210-214-3303. Alpha Glass Solutions is a faith-based company that you can trust, and they speak Spanish as well. For a free estimate, here's a number to call, 210-214-3303. Alpha Glass Solutions.
As well, if in, does anybody have a big family in this room? Maybe it's not immediate family, but maybe aunts, uncles, cousins. Like when you get together, there's 50 people, 60 maybe. Who has the biggest family in here? How many of you have a family when you get together for reunion over 50 people? Anybody over 50? Wow. Does anybody go over 100 in this room? Oh, we got. I know Selena has. Wow, when they get together, it's definitely over 100. Well, here's what I know. When I've been in these scenarios, and it's time for everyone to get together to take a picture, you know, there's like one person who, everyone's standing there, and they're like this. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. Oh, you know what? The family's still too big. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are like bunnies. Multiplying, and they keep taking a step back. Why? So they can get a clear picture of the entire family. And there's many times in our lives that we can't see everything that's happening in our lives because sometimes we just gotta back up.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by 316 Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock Road and Bandera Road. At 316 Church, our threefold mission is love, live, lead. We are called to love God and love people, live in Christ and for Christ, and lead our culture to Jesus. Check us out at 316.org. That is THREE16.org. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here is your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, if you're like me, you know what it's like to have the devil play mind games with you. Yeah, it happens to me. The devil would try to convince me about I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not talented enough. Or the devil will put things in my mind that it's just not going to work out. You may as well give up. Time and time again, the devil is constantly trying to convince me things other than what God says, other than what God's word says. Well, there's a daily battle that's going on, and it happens in our mind. That's what we've been talking about this week here in Rising Higher, mindset. Romans chapter 7, Romans chapter 8 speaks a whole lot on this. And that's what Pastor Randall Shawn's been talking about, because the enemy will do anything to bring you down. And he oftentimes begins with your mind. Let's pick up where we left off yesterday on this sermon series, Mindset. Here's Pastor Randall Shawn Garcia.
But I'll never forget two or three nights before Victory Sunday when in 2019, that was the day I was going to be announced as the new teaching pastor here at this church. It was two or three days before, and I was preparing my sermon, and just, I felt like the weight of the world came on my shoulders. And I remember, I don't cry. There's very few times that I cry, but I remember just sobbing to myself in my office at home. And nobody was in there. It was just me. I was just crying to myself. And I felt a heavy burden for the world. But I also felt a heavy burden because I had just gone through my master's degree in 10 months, and I was still managing my business, and there's just so much going on now. Coming on as teaching pastor, and I remember just sobbing. And then Selena walks in, puts her hand on my shoulder, and she says, "What's wrong?" And I lost it. And I'll never forget what I said when I finally gathered myself and brought it all back together. I said, "This would have been so much easier if I would have just said no." I said, "Life would be so much easier if I would have just said no." And then I cried some more. And then after I gathered myself again, I'll never forget my next words after that. I said, "But I never take the easy road." I said, "I'm not a quitter. I won't give up on my calling. God has a plan. God has a purpose. The burdens that I'm feeling, I can give them to God. I can rest in the fact that I know that I have confidence in Him." And that always sticks out to me, because when I read this verse, to take every thought captive, I could have quit at that moment. Life would have been so much easier if I just said no. Some of you feel like giving up today. Some of you feel like it would have been much easier if I just said no. Life would have been so much easier. This relationship would go so much easier if I just said no. I don't know what it is, but God's telling me to tell you to not give up today. Because His plan and His purpose and His calling on your life is so great and so mighty, it's beyond your comprehension. I just got to say that when the enemy knows that God is doing something great, he goes with all of his energy to stop it. But God says, He says, "Trust in me." He says, "Trust in me." And I remember I sobbed there with Selena, and for the first time, I came to this realization that never created me to take any kind of easy road. And at that moment, I took that thought captive. And it's a great example of how you can do the same when those thoughts come in your mind. Number four, this is the good news right now. This is the gospel of Jesus. Number four is that freedom and victory is found in Jesus. Freedom and victory is found in Jesus. I want to read this verse to you. Romans 7:24, it says, "Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death?" So we talked about the governing of the flesh, the governing of the spirit. Now Paul's saying, who's going to free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? And then verse 25, thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Come on, somebody could get excited. Thank God. Thank God that the answer is found in Jesus Christ our Lord. And then he continues in Romans 8. So now there is no condemnation in Christ. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. This is the gospel, church. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us. Fully satisfied for us. The just requirement for our sinful nature is fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead we follow the Spirit, and Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life. because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. I'm going to repeat that last verse. You missed it. The Spirit of God, bringing the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the power of God in spirit form, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. We have victory in Jesus. Would you stand with me today? I don't understand myself. I say one thing and I do another. I think one thing and I do another. I mess up all the time. But church, this is the gospel message of Jesus. It's just stated in a different verse. It's not John 3:16, it's Romans 8, 1 through 11. How God came to free us from this struggle, this battle. He came to give us the victory. This is the gospel message of Jesus, that we can be set free, church. That we can be set free by the power of God and the power of His Son and the sacrifice of Jesus through the cross of Calvary for the atonement of our sins. This is the gospel.
Amen. Do you have that kind of Spirit of God living in you? Well, you have that choice. There's more of this message mindset that I want to air for you right after a quick break. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Oh, I'm learning lessons. Yeah, the Spirit of God makes a huge difference. You're listening to Rising High right here on AM 1100 KDRY. Rising Higher is brought to you by 316 Church, and we're located in the northwest part of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. Check us out on the web at 316.org. That's CHREE16.org. We'll be right back with more of this message mindset.
Hi, this is Bill Taylor from Ken's 5 Television. Guys, I want to see you at Man Up 2022. It's a day of heroes. It's a men's conference on Saturday, October 15th. We're going to get together. We're going to worship. We're going to pray. And I'm going to share a message from God. I'm going to share something, guys, that's on my heart that I want you to hear. This is for you. This is for God. And I really hope to see you. Saturday, October 15th, it's going to be Man Up, and there's a 100% chance of worship in the forecast. It's going to be awesome. I hope to see you there.
Saturday, October 15th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., sponsored by the Fellowship of Pastors SA. Your $25 ticket includes a 2-meat barbecue lunch, and you can get your tickets by going to manup-sa.com. It's time to man up.
You are listening to Rising Higher on AM 1100 KDRY. To listen to today's broadcast again, or to listen to previous Rising Higher broadcasts, go to risinghigher.org. That is risinghigher.org.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous.
This is Eleanor Brown, actress from the movie Courageous. I pray that you've made the resolution to bring the Spirit of the Lord into your home. You are listening to Rising Higher on AM 1100 KDRY.
We will serve the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher today. We're going to get back into our teaching. We're looking at this theme, mindset. And the book of Romans speaks a lot about that, how the enemy would love to bring you and I down. And a lot of times he will attack our mind, make us think things that are not true, things against the Word of God, words of death instead of words of life. Here's Pastor Randall Sean Garcia with more of this message, mindset.
That needs to be talked about. And so today's message is called, You Need to Back Up. I'm going to start from John chapter 4, verse 1, and I'm going to read it all the way through. So we're going to read from verse 1 to about 24. And it says this, Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. So you know that Jesus is on a trip. Verse 4 says this, Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. Now that's important for us to understand, that he sat down, it was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink? Because his disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. And indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to come here to draw water. He told her, Go call your husband and come back. I have no husband. Jesus said, You're right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you've had five husbands, and the man that you have now is not your husband. What you have said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and it has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, I had to read this entire story because there's so much that happens here that I believe will help us understand how we can change our mindset and take our thoughts captive today. God has a special word for you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to be here, to dig into your word, Lord God, to learn more about you. Lord, I pray, God, that you would come and change our mindset, change our mind, change our hearts, take everything that we have, Lord God. We surrender it to you today, Lord God, and we pray that your word would minister to our hearts today. In your name we pray, let these words be yours and not mine. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. So now that you have context for this story, you can kind of understand how the story I just read was the majority of the story. And a few months ago, that message about influence really resonated with many of us for that time. But I believe that God has a word, and he's telling me the whole week, you need to back up, because there's plenty that I have for my children here in these verses that needs to be communicated. You need to back up, he said. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need to back up. You need to back up. I remember when Cole was born, my seven-year-old. It was 2014. It was in February. And I remember at that point in my life, I was eating really, really healthy until the day that my son Cole was about to be born. And in that moment, I remember my mom calling me. She says, she's coming to the hospital. She goes, do you need anything? I'm going to stop at CVS. Are you hungry? I said, Oreos, corn nuts. I'll take some Sour Patch. I just gave her my full list of all of these snacks. And she says, "Are you sure that none of that sounds like a good combination?" I said, "I don't care. This is what I want." And obviously, you could tell I was nervous. We knew that I was nervous because that is out of the ordinary for me to start making orders like that. And so I remember eating the Oreos, and I was eating the corn nuts, and that was like my dinner that night, believe it or not. I couldn't eat real food. And I remember going up to my wife every now and then, and she's in labor. She's experiencing the labor pains, and I'm getting closer, and I'm like, "Are you all right?" And she's like, "Oh, your breath smells like corn nuts and Oreos. Who eats corn nuts and Oreos together?" And she told me like several times that night, "You need to back up. You need to back up. That is not the best smell in the world." And so I kept my distance, and I said, "You know what? I need to give her some space. I can only imagine what that smells like to a woman in labor, going through labor pains." And so for that night, I kept a safe distance from her. There's other times that we need to back up as well. Does anybody have a big family in this room? Maybe it's not immediate family, but maybe aunts, uncles, cousins. Like when you get together, there's 50 people, 60 maybe. Who has the biggest family in here? How many of you have a family when you get together for reunion? Over 50 people. Anybody? Over 50. Wow. Does anybody go over 100 in this room? Oh, we got, I know Selena has, wow, when they get together, it's definitely over 100. Well, here's what I know. When I've been in these scenarios, and it's time for everyone to get together to take a picture, you know, there's like one person who everyone's standing there and they're like this. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. And it's just, oh, you know what? The family's still too big. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are like bunnies multiplying. And they keep taking a step back. Why? So they can get a clear picture of the entire family. And there's many times in our lives that we can't see everything that's happening in our lives because sometimes we just gotta back up. Sometimes we gotta back up to see the full picture of what God is trying to speak to us. If we back up just enough, we can see everything just a little bit clearer. We can see all of the inner workings and all of the things that God has for our lives, and we can see things clearly. I know there's been even times in my marriage where Selena and I, we've gotten into some disagreements. I mean, no other married couple has disagreements in this room, right? And I know that there's been several times, and I'm not even thinking of a specific instance, where she's telling me all of the things that she experienced and felt at the time, and I'm telling her all of the things that I saw and experienced at the time of disagreement. And there's been multiple times, and maybe you've been there, where we come to this realization like, oh, well, I didn't catch that. Oh, well, I didn't catch that either. I didn't know that that hurt you. I didn't know that what I said made you feel that way. I didn't even know that some of that stuff even happened. I was oblivious. And so what happens when this disagreement happens, and I know that we've all been there, is that sometimes we just got to back up to get the clear picture of the story as it happened and as it unfolded. And sometimes when we back up just enough from a misunderstanding, we can actually level with one another and say, look, I understand now. Things make a lot more sense. And I believe that that's what God was telling me today, is that we need to back up sometimes when we're facing situations in our lives. We just got to back up. We got to remove ourselves from the situation, back up so we can see things clearer, so that we can see things the way He sees them. And I believe that in this story, we can back up just a little bit. And kind of starting from the time of influence at the end of the story, this woman who had gone through so much had influence in her community. But if we just back up just a little bit, we can see that this Samaritan woman was coming to draw water in the heat of the day. Why? Some of you may know this, but this woman, if you read the story, she was married 5 times, and the man she was now with was not her husband. And she's going to draw water at noon. What does this mean? Well, in that day, the women would actually go to draw water in the morning because it wasn't so hot, because the sun wasn't beating down on them, and they would go together, they would walk together, they would go in the morning where it was cool, and here's this woman all alone in the heat of the day at noon going to draw water. Why? Well, I can only imagine that because she was married 5 times, that maybe the other women would talk about her. Maybe she was facing some guilt, shame, and condemnation in her life. Maybe this was her way of avoiding any confrontation, avoiding any pain or discouragement that would be felt if she tried to go and make the journey with the other women. And I love verse 21. If we just back up a little bit before she was an influencer, Jesus said this. He says, "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know, but we worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks." Point number one in your notes, if we back up just a little bit, we actually discover the heart of the Father and what the Father seeks. And number one is the Father seeks true worshipers.
Sometimes we just need to back away a little bit and just kind of get a better view, because sometimes we're so consumed in the places we got to go and the people we got to meet and the things we got to do. Maybe it's time to back up a little bit and just rejoice in the presence of God. Refresh ourselves in the presence of God. It's a new mindset. Part of the sermon series mindset, you just got to back up sometimes, right? We're out of time today, but the good news is we're going to continue this message tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You've been listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by 316 Church, and we are located in the northwest part of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road, that is P-R-U-E, between Babcock and Bandera Road. We meet for worship every Sunday at 10:30. Love for you to join us this coming Sunday. For now, we're going to have to come to a close. Join us tomorrow right here on AM 1100 for Rising Higher as we continue this message. Sometimes you just got to back up.